running next to the Shabbat.
Ksuvus, Beis HaMavez, Yudgim Amaralf, Shir Mem Vav.
Cap of last week's Sugya more than this week's Sugya, because tomorrow, Beis Hashem, Danny Eckstein is going to be doing the big Chazara. So this week we're just going to be doing, right now we're just going to be doing more Klelis Dika recap in Bari Vashem of Bari Adif. I'm going to go by to also. So we said there's a machlokes here, Bari Vashem of Bari Adif. Obviously we have a lot of work to do. A machlokes here, Bari Vashem of Bari Adif. It's machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda on one side, and Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak on the other side. Machlokes whether or not Bari Vashem is Bari Adif. Rav Huna and Yehuda say Bari Vashem and Bari Adif, and we're medayik in the Gemara that Rav Nachman and Yitzchak don't say Bari Vashem alav Bari Adif. What do they say? They say Ukim Amoyin Becheskas Morid. It seems that everyone agrees in principle Bari Vashem Bari Adif, and we brought a Ramban in Baba Basra Daf Lamed Dalid that the Ramban there says that really if you would have a case where there's no Cheskas Mamoyin, Lukule Alma Bari Vashem Bari Adif. What's the pshat in Bari Vashem Bari Adif? Befrat the Manorma says it goes against Cheskas Mamon. We have a klal Gadol Badin. What's the klal Gadol Badin? Maschevel of Araya. What does Raya mean? Edim. So via Zoyz Bari Vashem Bari Adif. We mentioned Baker two pshat. The one pshat is from Reb Shimon, and Reb Chana brings that pshat also, which is a concept called Metataina Gevintman, which means that in a Chanami, when you want to win with something, we'll call Birur. You want to win with something which is clarity. I want to prove to you that the only proof you could bring is Edim. But there's also another way of dealing with this Shiloh, which is with Tainas. Metataina Gevintman. It's not a Birur. It's Taino. We said maybe it's Nemonis, or whatever the word you want to use is exactly. So Koyach of Taino, and with a Taino, I can win the money, even though I have no proof. That's the Pshat of Reb Shimon. And we said from Reb Nachman, another Pshat, Reb Nachman says something else. Said Zeklal Godol Bedin. That's only when you have a suffix. Bedin means we're coming to Bezdin. But when a person says Bari Veshema, what's the Yesoid of Bari Adif?
No suffix.
There's no suffix. We don't open the file. It's not the Pshat case closed. It's the Pshat was case never opened. There's no suffix over here. You don't know. He knows. Okay, what's this? So there it is. It's that simple. As we said, is a two different study. We spoke about that this whole machloikes is only in a case when he says, any of them is chayavti. He says, you owe me $100. He says, I don't remember ever borrowing $100 from you. I'm not sure. That's the case when you have a machloikes. What happens in a case when he says, any yodea im praticha? So we saw where Taisve says, over there, Kuli Alma is Chayiv. In other words, I know I borrowed the money, I just don't remember if I paid you back. Everyone agrees over there is Chayiv. And we said two different studs and why is Chayiv. Maybe he's Chayiv because over there everyone agrees, Bari Vashem and Bari Adif. Machloikis is when there's no Cheskes Chayiv. But when there's a Cheskes Chayiv, everyone agrees, Bari Vashem and Bari Adif. Maybe. Or the Pshat is that there's a cloud called Ein Safek Moitzimide Vadai. We have a Vadai Chayiv, a Safek Piroyan. Ein Safek Moitzimide Vadai. Not because of Bari Vashem, but rather because of the klal umetum, the klal we have all over Ein Safek Moitzi Midei Vadai. We said in Afkumino the chor would be as follows. What happens if you have a case of Chezkas Chiyuv and a Bari Garua? We're going to see later on that in order to say Bari Vashem and Bari Adav, it needs to be a Bari Toiv. What happens if you have a Bari Garua? We gave a case. Anyone remember what the case is? Someone borrowed money. And the Malva took a Mashkin. What happened to the Mashkin? The Malva is lost. The Malva claims it got lost. The Oinus. And therefore, you still owe me the money. And the Loiva says, maybe it got lost, Bipshia. If it got lost, Bipshia, then we'll just call it even. And I don't owe you anything. That's Eini Oideya in Praticha. However, over there, the Choritz Hashem Atoiv and a Bari Garua. You're not going to know what happened to the Mashkin. It was in my domain. So in that case, what's going to be the din? We said that over there, the Tumen brings a riot from the Rambam that still the din is going to be chayiv, and we said from the Mishnah LeMelech, Tumen brings a riot from the Tor. I'm sorry, it's still going to be chayiv. Except from the Mishnah LeMelech, the Mishnah LeMelech lechayra says that you need to be a bari toiv. So what's the machloekas? The machloekas is gufa in this. If you say the reason is because ain't suffik moitzim devani, the meisah is a vada chayiv and suffik if you paid up. I don't care if he's a bari garua, a bari toiv, all that stuff is totally irrelevant because the meisah over here there is a vada chayiv and a Safik Piroyan. But if you say the word is that when there's a Cheskas Chiyuv, Kuli Alma Moidi Bari Vashem Bari Adif, in order for Bari Vashem Bari Adif, you have to be a Bari Toif, that's what's going to be the shaila. Okay, now Tosfos comes in and Tosfos says, "How do you have a case of mitoich sheni yochel l'shava meshalim?" Classic mitoich sheni yochel l'shava meshalim is when he says chamshin yadana chamshin lo yadana. So what do you need shmua for? It should anyway be chayev because bar v'shem bar yodif. He's asking kasha on the man d'amar that holds bar v'shem bar yodif. Who is Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda? They hold bar v'shem bar yodif. How do they ever have a case of mitoich sheni yochel l'shava meshalim? It's always going to be a case of anyway that he's chayiv because bar v'shem bar yodif. Says Toys, the case is going to be with an eid echad. An eid echad comes against the shema, he's going to be mechayiv mashvua. So we ask from the Paradis Yitzchak the following question: if a bari comes against the shema, according to this man d'amar, what's the din? Bari adif. If an eid echad comes against the shema, what's the din? According to this man d'amar, chayiv shvua. So which one sounds stronger, bari or eid echad? Sounds like bari is stronger. But what happens if a bari goes up against a bari? What happens? It's potter. And if an eid echad goes up against a bari, what happens? Chayiv shvua. It sounds like which one's stronger? Eid echad. We have a stira. Who's stronger? Is the eid echad stronger? Is the bari stronger? Right? It's a soft pretzel, Rabbi Sai. So what do we say in the soft pretzel? So you said, what do you mean? This is shvua, this is mamon. But we reminds me, what does that mean? It's not just stam. This is shvua, this is mamon. We said the pshat is that the whole yesoid of Bari winning is not because Bari has any biur bechlal. Bari's not biur. Bari win in Hilchas Tainas. Other the pshat is mitataina gevintmin. Other the pshat is it's bechlal, not a suffek. But Bari doesn't clarify anything to Besdin. So when you're saying there's no suffek, Bari can make that there's no suffek. And Eid Echad doesn't make there's no suffek. Because what is an Eid Echad gufa doing? When do you bring an Eid Echad into Besdin? When you have a suffek. So the metzias of Eid Echad is a suffek. But an Eid Echad gives you a ktsas biur. A birur, a spitz birur, clarity is to aid him. To aid him is when you have a clear, a full birur. An Eid Echad is a smoking gun or is a ktsas birur.
Smoking evidence.
Smoking evidence. Right? So therefore, it's enough evidence to mechayiv you a shvua. But when it comes to Bari V'Shem over there, we want to make it not a suffix. So Bari can make it out. They're doing two totally different things. That was the pshat we said. Okay. Now Tosfos says that he has a stira in Rav Huna. Rav Huna seems to say Bari V'Shem Bari Adif. On the other hand, Rav Huna seems to say not Bari V'Shem Bari Adif. What's going on? That was Tosfos' kasha. So Tosfos tries to say that maybe it depends if you're going like Sumchus or you're going like Rabbanan. Maybe you only hold Bari V'Shem Bari Adif if you hold like Sumchus. But if you hold like the Rabbanan, you don't hold a Bari V'Shem Bari Adif. That's Tosfos' attempt. Tosfos knocks it off. And then Tosfos says in the end of Tosfos, you know what? You only hold the Bari V'Shem if you hold like the Rabbanan. If you hold like Sumchus, you don't hold the Bari V'Shem. That was like a total 180. You started telling me that Sumchus is easier to say Bar V'Shema. And you end up saying not only Sumchus not easier, but Sumchus is harder to say Bar V'Shema. What happened over here? How did Tosfos make the 180? Tosfos starts off saying, you know what? The only man that holds Bar V'Shema is only if he goes like Sumchus. And then Tosfos says, you know what? The only man that everyone agrees there's no Bar V'Shema when it's going like Sumchus. What's going on? So we explain. Tosfos starts off and saying Sumchus doesn't hold of Cheskas Mammon. Sumchus says Mammon Amutu B'Safik Cholkin doesn't hold of Cheskas Mammon. Is that the pshat? In Sumchus, he doesn't hold of Cheskas Mammon. So he brought a Tosfos in Baba Metzia. Tosfos in Baba Metzia says the Pshat in Sumchus is that when it's Mammon Amutu B'Safek, it's Shneim Muchzokim. It's not the Pshat he doesn't hold of Cheskas Mammon. He holds that there's an added Muchzok over here. Now, if you understand he doesn't hold of Cheskas Mammon, there's no Cheskas Mammon. I might say then Baruch Hashem is much easier. Fashteitzach, you'll say Baruch Hashem if there's no Cheskas Mammon. But if the Maskana is that Sumchus, it's not the Pshat Sumchus doesn't hold of Cheskas Mammon. Sumchus just says that there's added Muchzok Zokas over here that override the Cheskas Mammon because it's more Mochzuk, then Sumchus is not going to hold a Bari V'Shema. So it really depends on how you understand what Sumchus is saying. Then we came along, we asked another kasha from the Ram Shif. Tosfos says in his Havamina, Sumchus doesn't hold a Cheskas Mammon. Really? Sumchus doesn't hold a Cheskas Mammon? Sumchus only says his din of Mammon Amutu B'Savik Cholken if you have here something called drara de memoina. If there's no drara de memoina, Sumchus agrees hamoitzi mechaveru olav haraya. So how can you say Sumchus doesn't hold of Cheskas Mammon? So he said to Reb Kivega says a very big chiddush. He says Bari V'Shema is going to generate for us Cheskas Mammon. What a chiddush! Bari V'Shema is itself a matziv of drara de memoina. Not Cheskas drara de memoina. So therefore, in this situation, you have over here a drawer de mamayna. That's what Reb Kivega says. So if he said, first of all, it's shver in the lumnis, because what's the yisoid of Dror Demamayna? How could you say that the Bari Veshema mach Dror Demamayna? That's the tainus. It's like mamish, that's mamish the tainus. So that's first of all. Second of all, the lashon of Taisus is that Sumchus doesn't go Basra Cheskas Mom. It sounds like Sumchus doesn't hold it. Not that in a matzav Dror Demamayna, so then he doesn't, sounds like he doesn't hold of it at all. So he said, we didn't say it from Reb Nachum, but the emphasis is from Reb Nachum. Reb Nachum says that there's two different things. One thing is called Cheskas Mam, the other thing is Amoitzi Mechaver Alvaraya. This is Tzvei Zachin. There's two different things. Amoitzi Mechaver Alvaraya is learned from a Svara. What's the Svara? The Svara is Man Dekoyev Leke Eva. You got a problem, you do something about it. I don't have any problem, the money's by me right now. There's another thing which is called Cheskas Mamoin. It's not just I don't have any problems. I have a Chazoka. I have something that is telling me that it's mine. The Muchzakai is like there's a Cheskas Isser, there's a Cheskas Mamoin. That's more than just a Svara. Of, listen, it's your problem, not my problem. It's just something saying that the moment belongs to me. So maybe Sumchus agrees that there's no Jorah de Memoina, we're going to say, Hamoitzi Mechaveh Olavaraya. That's true, that we'll say. But whether this, that we're going to have a Cheskas Mamon, Sumchus isn't Golbasu Cheskas Mamon. That's what we said. We didn't attribute it to Rav Nachum, but we looked it up today. It's from Rav Nachum. Okay, I'll call upon him. He doesn't say it in the Tosis, Rabbi Isai. Let me just get clear. Reb Nachum doesn't say it in the Tosis. Reb Nachum just says there's two things, Cheskas Mamon and Motzi Mechavel Varaya. We're selling it to the Tosis.
In the Tosis?
In the Havmin of the Metzias might be true either way. Uh-huh. In the Havmin of Tosis, the Pshat in Sumchus says he doesn't hold the Cheskas Mamon, he holds the Motzi Mechavel Varaya. The Maskana, he also holds the Cheskas Mamon. But he says Shnei Muchzakim. But this idea that how could Tosis say he doesn't hold the Cheskas Mamon is the Choyer going to be Muzbar al Pi, the Yisoid of Reb Nachum. Okay. Comes along Taisus, and Taisus says, what's the maskana? How do you deal with this stira? You have a stira of Huna. Huna, one place says Bari v'Shema, the other place says Bari v'Shema, it doesn't work. How do you do it? He says there's two different types of Baris and Shemas. There's one Bari and Shema, the one where it works. Where does Bari v'Shema work? When you have a Bari, Taiv and a Shema, Garua. Over there, where there's a Mazik and the Nizik, there's a Vada, it's a Shema Taiv, and it's a Bari Garua. Therefore, you don't see Amatzi Mechavei Olva Raya. That's the Yisoid from Taisus. This is the Yisoid that a lot of Rishayim say, and the Shaila is. The Rishayim Klara, Buchanan brings, the Rishayim is the main thing you need a Bari Taif. What happens if you have Bari Taif and you have Shema Taif? What happens if you have Shema Garua and Bari Garua? What would be in that case? We seem to be a Machlekes Rishayim. The Rabbi Chanan brings a Raya from Taisus. Taisus says the Iker is the Bari. The Bari has to be a Bari Taif. You have a Bari Garua, I don't care anything else, it's no good. And if you look in the Rajba, the Rajba seems to say, it's all about the Shema. If you have a Shema Garua, you lose. You have a Bari Garua, you have a Shema Toiv, you win. So the Shaila is, what's the main focus? So we said as follows. If the Vart of Bari Veshema Bari Adif is that we're saying that whenever there's a Bari aimless topic, you don't have a Suffolk. What do I care if he's a Shema Toiv or a Shema Garua? Levi, so you don't know. I know, I'm telling you, no Suffolk. You're saying, but I have good reason why I don't know. Okay, but the fact is, you don't know, I know. Case closed. Better said,
never opened.
Okay, so what do we need? We need a Bari Garua to say, we can't trust you. Sorry, Charlie, we can't trust you. You're saying, you know what happened? I can't trust you. You're a Bari Garua. So it's all telling in the Bari. If the Vart is endless topic, it all has to be telling in the Bari Garua. Mashiach, if we're saying the Vart is that Mitataina Gavint Minataina's Bari wins over Taina Shema. So over there we could say, if he's a Taina Shema Garua, so therefore he has a bad Taina, why don't you know? Your Taina is bad. But if you're a Shema Toiv, so then maybe the Bari doesn't win over your tainas shema. L'choira, that could be the machlokes between Tosfos and the Rashba. I'll call upon him in one side. So now we come up with another shaila, one of the famous shailas of the Pnei Yeshua. Yes, how could you say Bari v'shema Bari Adif? In fact, the Pnei Yeshua, we have a parasha in the Torah, a parasha of Hashavas Aveda. When do you return a chavetz? Only if he gives simanim. What does he need simanim for? Bari v'shema Bari Adif. That's why, frekt. Pnei Yeshua, effort to Pnei Yeshua. First he says, yeah, but you need a Bari Toiv. Over here it's not a Bari Toiv because I know he's not going to know. How is he supposed to know? Right? So what? Right. So he says, it's therefore, it's the Mishnah. I'll probably say, oh, but maybe not so simple. Because it could be 2 minutes later, the real owner of the Chavitz is going to come in and he's going to say, it's mine. And not only that, the real owner of the Chavitz is going to prove it's his. And he's going to look like a fool. Or or a ganav, or a shakrin. So therefore, it could be this is a bari toiv. He's coming and he's exposing himself. The word of bari toiv is, I'm exposing myself. Even he's not talking. So we said that's Pnei Yeshua says he's called a bari toiv, a bari garua, because this guy doesn't know. We said it's not so simple. I'll call upon him. Pnei Yeshua says it's not so simple because lamaisa he is exposing himself. This person in front of him wouldn't know, but it could be that someone else is going to come in a minute. So it says the Chassam Sofer, a different terrace. Chassam Sofer says, yeah, Enochanai Bari Vashem Bari Adif. But what about if I say, Vart? I want to wait a little bit. I want to wait. So therefore, it says in that case, maybe Bari Vashem is not Bari Adif. When is Bari Vashem Bari Adif? When I say, I don't know, and I know I'm not going to know. I'm never going to know. But if it says, I might find out soon. Give me some time. So there, it's not so simple. Bari Vashem Bari Adif. If you need simanim, my simanim are going to allow me to take it. So we said, well, the svar of the Chassam Sofer might depend on the machlekes we had in what's this pshat in Bari Vashem Bari Adif. If you understand Bari Vashem Bari Adif, there's no suffix, case closed, better said, never opened. So wait, there's nothing to wait for. There's no suffix. I don't have a suffix. You might later have a suffix. The mice, there's no suffix. It's his. Give it to him. Why are you holding it? It's his. But if the pshat is mitatainik of intmin, you're saying you have a better taina than me. So I could say, we find that the person can say, look, maybe I'll bring Edim, maybe I'll have a Raya, it depends on the wait. How long do they wait? I don't know, a month, a year, I don't know. But there's such a thing as you have to wait. The Chayra, that's going to depend on that Shaila. This Chakir we had, so we said, Rabbi Chanan says it's going to depend whether or not you say the din of Bar Vishema by Isurim. Said Rabbi Chanan, if it's within that Taina Gavintman, I have a Taina. So Tain Venitin is always in Maman. The din Tain Venitin is a din by Maman. Right, I'm claiming you owe me the money. He's claiming he doesn't owe the money. It's between the two of us. Isurim is not between the two of us. So there's no toin v'nitin when it comes to Isurim. Right, it's just Bezna has to clarify what happened. So if you say that Bari Vashem is mitatayna gavintman says Rebbe Chanan, then it's not going to work by Isurim. The Rush brings the din of Bari Vashem Bari Adav by Isurim. The Rush has to go like Reb Nochum. Reb Nochum says the word is there's no suffix. So the whole reason why by Isurim there's a concept suffix derais lechumra suffix derais treis suffix you want suffix. If there's a Bari, there's no suffix. You don't have a suffix. So then lechayra it would work also over there. So now what does the Gemara say? Says that really everyone would agree Bar Vashem and Bar Yadav. The Pshat and Rav Nachman or Rav Nachman argues is because Rav Nachman holds Ukuman Cheskas Maman gets in the way. What does it mean Ukuman Cheskas Maman gets in the way? And then also we had a Machlekes. The Rush said the Vart is the Cheskas Maman is Migareya in the Koyach of Bari. And the Shmaitzer says that the Cheskas Maman assists the Shema. Either way, somehow the Cheskas Maman gets in the way of Bar Vashem and Bar Yadav. How says the Rush Cheskas Maman Migareya in the Bari? We said it has to be Migareya in the Bari. Because if the Pshat is like Rav Nachman, the Pshat is there's no suffix. Because of my Bari, there's no suffix. There's no suffix over here. So I don't understand. What does the Cheskas Maman help? He has a Shema. But the Mice says, no suffix. I'm a Bari. There's no suffix. It must be the Cheskas Maman breaks the suffix, Megareya on the Bari, and makes it that you can't say that there's no suffix, Mikoyachtem. Hashayekin, if the Pshat is that somehow the Bari is stronger than the Shema, Gavint mit the Tain is Bari. Not if the Tain is Bari, if the Shema has a Cheskas Maman, you can't win over the Cheskas over the Shema. If he has a cheskes moment, the chayra that machlekes between the Rush and the Shmaitzer will be the Rush l'shitasai that the Rush says that there is tainus bari v'shema on isurim, which means that the vart is endless topic. Therefore, you have to somehow stop the bari. Okay, then Tosis goes down and Tosis says. So that's the end of Tosis. Then the Gemara says, our sugya has nothing to do, well, I shouldn't say that, our sugya is not because Bari Vashem and Bari Adif. And our Gemara comes and says, our sugya is either because of Migu, or because of Chazakah. We proved from the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak that it's not Migu and Chazakah alone, rather it's Migu and Chazakah together with Bari Vashem. Somehow we'll get back to that. But I'll upon him at the moment, it's not because of Bari Vashem and Bari Adif. It's not a Raya that Rav Nachman argues on Rav Gamliel, even like Rav Gamliel. It's because there's a Bari and there's a Chazakah. So we asked a few questions over here. I don't understand this Migu. What's the Migu? What's she saying? She's saying Mishar Astani Nanasti. What could have she said? She could have said Mukas 8. So therefore, she has a migu. How could she have said Mukas 8? First question we asked is according to Rabbeinu Chananel. That's her own question. What's the problem with Rabbeinu Chananel? Mukas 8 is a very different reality than Drus HaSish. So she's basically exposing herself. If she says Mukas 8, she's exposing herself. He might say, lady, I happen to know you are not a Mukas 8, according to Rabbeinu Chananel. Because according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the Metzius of Mukas 8 is there's no dam, but the Pesach is still Sasum. So therefore, she can't say Mukas 8 so easily. It's not an easy thing to say. That was one taina we said. That was her own taina. But the Shita comes up with other tainas. Shita says this is a migu, the Haitzi. Shita says this is a migu. migu b'mokum chazaka. And then we came up with the fact that this is a migu is a migu garua because you're not neman. So that's what we said from Rabbi Yosha. We also said this is not the classic migu of koyach hataina. You have a classic migu of koyach hataina. Rabbi Chanan says there's two different types of migu. One is a migu koyach hataina. The other is a migu ma'ala shakir. So this is not the classic migu over here because it doesn't have koyach hataina. Elamai has a ma'ali. Why should I lie? We said hold on a second. Time out. Over here. There's a good reason to lie. We called it Erume Kamairim. He has me. If she would say the Taina of Mukas Eitz, does she have any basis to be Naman if she says Mukas Eitz?
No.
No. Because the only Naman is we all Bar Vashem alive Bar Yadav. This Cheskas Maman. Why should she be Naman? So we said the only reason you're Naman is if you have a Migu. But if you say the other Taina, you don't have a Migu. If you don't have a Migu, then you don't have Namanis. So how can I believe you, Migu, that you could have said that? But if you would have said that, you wouldn't be Naman. So this is a classic case when you're playing the system. It's a Erume Kamayrim. What's the Migu over here? That's the Shita's Kasha. Comes the Shita and says, the Shita ain't a Chanami. This is not a real Migu. This is not a Spitz Migu. This Migu is only called a Raglayim Ladov. It's a Ktas Migu. It's a Migu enough that we should allow the Bari to win. It's a Migu enough to allow the Bari to win. It's not that it's really Namonis. We're going to explain later exactly how it works. But the Migu says, but the Bari says that that's. Yeah, so I'm sorry. So the Maisa, a lot of the Rishonim aren't Gairus the whole Migu thing over here. According to a lot of Rishonim, this whole thing doesn't exist. The Rajba and the Ra'ah bring the Shita of the Rif. The Ramban, the Ravan, the Balamor, the Rif, all of them are not over here, aren't Gairus Migu. We said there's a lot of problems with this Migu. According to them, it's fine, right? But the Shita says the Pshat is the Migu is just here to assist the Bari Vishama. The Lashon of the Rush is Rabbi Gamliel holds Bari Adif. Hecha de'ika migu v'ches v'chazaka. Bari Adif. Really, you're winning with your Bari. So we explain as follows. There's two different things. There's a sniper and there's a spotter. Okay, there's a spotter is the person that tells the sniper where to shoot. Who's the one who's Lamaisa shooting? It's obviously the sniper. The spotter is just giving him his coordinates. So we said, what's going on? If you have two different things, you're using together the Migu and the Bari. How does that work? So we said the Bari is just like the spotter. The Bari is just allowing the Migu is just the spotter. The Migu is allowing the Bari to be Adif. The Lashon the Tzitzis Rosh is Bari Veshema Bari Adif Hecha De'ika Migu. Hey, Chadiyik Amigu. What's winning is Bar Veshema. It's not a tag team. It's not the two Tzuzamin are doing it. It's the Pshat is that all. So we explained how does that work. We said that the person has a Cheskas Mamon. Why can't the Bari win? Because the Cheskas Mamon is getting in the way. But what happens if I shuckle the Cheskas Mamon? What happens if I shake the Cheskas Mamon? What happens if I put in doubt the Cheskas Mamon? So the Migu is enough to say it might not prove it's mine, but it's not necessarily yours. It's not necessarily yours. Therefore, now the Cheskas Mamon is now in doubt. Once you have a doubt of the Cheskas Mamon, the Bari now can do its job. The Bari now can say, we said everyone really holds Bari Veshem and Bari Adav. The problem is you got the Cheskas Mamon in the way, comes the Migu and knocks the Cheskas Mamon. That's the spotter. Knocks the Cheskas Mamon and it allows the Memeh allows the Bari. So that's the Lashon of the Rush and that's the way that the Shita says also. Everyone holds over here Bari Veshem and Bari Adav. Hecha de'ika Migu v'chazaka. We medayik in Rashi, not like that. What's the deik in Rashi? Not like the Rashi in the Mishnah says. Kasalka daitach to mishum bari v'shem bari yadiv. Stach mashma in Rashi down the maskana. It's not as bari v'shem bari yadiv. It's only a kasalka daitach. Lefi the Rashi, it's not a kasalka daitach. The lashon of the Rashi is bari v'shem or Gamliel soiver bari v'shem bari yadiv hechad yikamigu. So he's mashma the shita also. That's what we said. So we said pshat and Rashi is vayis tuchis Rashi learned different. Rumedayik, I mean a diuk nifla in the Gemara from Rav Goyim Rav David Kohen Shlita. The Rashiva said that if you look in the Bible when it comes to migu, lashon the Gemara is hecha deika migu. When it comes to chazaka, the lashon the Gemara is ukmeh chazaka. Lashon of Rashi is the mukmina chazaka link voice. You've been going with the chazaka. Thus haste. We said that this that the mechanics the that it works the combination between Bari Veshema together with Migu. Baruch Hashem, together with Chazaka, is two totally different mechanics. When it comes to Migu, the Pshat is Ika Migu. The Migu just allows you to use your Baruch Hashem. Similar to what we saw on the Shita and the Rush. Masha'ike, when it comes to Chazaka, that's not the Pshat. Really, the Chazaka is winning. What's the Migu doing? The Migu is, what is the Baruch doing? The Baruch is being the spotter for the Chazaka. And we explained as follows. What's really a better Chazaka? Cheskes Haguf or Cheskes Mamoin? Cheskes Haguf is better. Why? Because it's faster. Cheskes, we say that based on Reb Shimon, right? On Daf Tes, Cheskes Haguf is faster. So why over here don't you just file Cheskes Haguf? Why we not just file Cheskes Haguf in the face of Cheskes Mamoin? The answer is because Cheskes Haguf has a Reisa. What does the Bari come to do? Bari takes care of the Reisa. You have a suffix on the Chazaka. I'll take care of that suffix. The Bari takes care of the Bari patches the Chazaka. You ukmi a chazaka ligvois. We're going to be going with the chazaka. That's what we said. Lechayra pshat according to Rashi. Okay. Basically, we have two mishnayos. Any questions, Rabbi Say? We good?
What's the fear of Baruch Hashem by Yisurim?
By Yisurim, what he's talking about by Pesach Pesuach. The Rush entertains it by Pesach Pesuach. She's a Bari. She's a Bari. She's saying it wasn't, I'm a, whatever she's saying. He's a Shema. The Rush entertains over there. Do you say it? Do you not say it?
To her husband.
Yeah, she should be mutter to her husband. Yeah.
What about the Rishon to take out the Rush?
What about them? Oh, I know. Maybe? I don't know. Good question. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehyeh Bidvaro. Okay. Liz, you ready? Okay, everybody, so we have two Mishnahs. Let's get it clear. Still Chazak. Two Mishnahs. We have the first Mishnah with the Isha is saying, Misha Erestani Ne'anasti. She's saying, I'm a Bulas Ish, but it happened before. What is he saying? Achelo Erastich. So what's the disagreement between the two of them in the first Mishnah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, when it happened? The Mishnah in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, she's saying she's a Mukas Eitz, he's saying Drus HaSish. What's the Machloikas? What are they arguing about?
What
happened? Are they arguing about when the timeline? No, they're just talking about what were the events. So, we said, the Gemara says that the Isha is a Cheskes Haguf. Come on, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Over there, there's a Cheskes Haguf. They're arguing about when. She's saying it happened later, he's saying it happened earlier. She's a Cheskes Haguf. That says she was born a Besula, she probably remained. So therefore, she has a cheskes haguf. However, when it comes to our Mishnah and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, where the only argument is about what happened, not when it happened, says the Rishonim, there is no cheskes haguf. There's no cheskes haguf over there. So what are you going to do in that case? Because they're not arguing about she has a cheskes besula. So comes along the Ran, and the Ran says, there's a different type of chazaka. We're bringing a whole different chazaka, not cheskes haguf, that she was born a besula, she remained a besula. What's the cheskes chazaka that she has? Ein nashim mezanos. Now that's an interesting chazaka. It's a different type of chazaka. Right. That's correct. Correct. Roiv nashim are not mizanois. It's a different type of chazaka. It's an interesting thing to like start changing a little bit. You're not changing gears, but you're changing speed a little bit because it's not the same chazaka. But okay, that's what the Ran says.
Chazaka, right?
Chazaka. That's not a regular chazaka because of the chazaka. Yeah, because of chazaka. So everybody said the shaila is like this. Kumtz again the base alevi. The heiliger Rabbi Yosef Doiv Salavechik. Kumtz again the base alevi. Zok the base alevi. Medaf nish onkumen to them. You don't have to make new chazakas. And he says a cheshbon nifle. But you have to halt cheshbon, Rabbi Yosai. Cheshbon nifle. Which is as follows. This woman, what is she saying happened? Mukas Eitz. When? Before. She said Mukas Eitz before. Does she have a chazaka? No. What would be if she said Mukas Eitz later? She didn't say that, but what would have been if she would have said Mukas Eitz later? And he would have said, no, it was Drus HaSish earlier. Then she would have a cheskes haguf. So, she, there is a case when something that she could say that would allow her to have a cheskes aguf. And if she would say that and have a cheskes aguf, then what? Then she'd be Neman. So she has something that she could have said because I hold up Chazaka. She has something she could have said which would have given her Nemanis. She could have said, Mukas Eitz Tachtecha. If that's true, I have a Chazaka. Therefore, I'll be Nemanikoyach my Chazaka. She had that possible Taina. Now that she didn't say that, and she said, Mukas Eitz Koinem, she has a Migu. There's a cheskes gemara against cheskes guf, yeah, for sure. Yeah. So she has a migu. Hold on a second. We're going according to the man who doesn't hold of migu. We're going according to the man of chazaka. So we explain. He only doesn't hold of migu because it's a migu garua. It's a migu that's coming without a koyach ataina. This migu is a migu toif. Because according to the Manda Omer that holds that you're neman if you have a chazaka, so she has a possible taina, potential taina, together with the cheskes haguf. Because she could have said, mukas eitz tachtecha. So this is a migu toif, not a migu garua. So maybe in the Mishnah, the top of Daf, you had Gimel Amid Aleph, you don't have Chazaka, you don't need Chazaka. I only had to come on to Chazaka because I didn't have a Migu. Well, you have a Migu, use your Migu. That's what the Beis HaLevi says. And Reb David Kviat and Sefer Sukkos David says, it's a very nice svara, but the Mice of the Rishayim don't say it. None of the Rishayim say it. All the Rishayim are saying something else. So why don't they say this? So we explained. Because the fee, what we were saying, that there's a fundamental difference between the two terutzim. The terutz of Migu and the terutz of Chazaka. Like Rashi. It's not just that you need a spotter. Your spotter is either Migu, or your spotter is Chazaka, and you're using the Bar Vishema. No! There's two totally different mechanics! If you're going Migu, so then you're saying you're winning Mikoyach the Bari. If you're going Chazaka, you're winning Mikoyach the Chazaka. It's two totally different ways of working. One of them, the Bari is coming to assist the Chazaka. The other one, the Bari is coming to win, and the Migu is assisting the Bari. So you can't just substitute a Migu for a Chazaka. Doesn't work. If you go like the Shita Mikubetzes that says that really it's all Bar Vishema, or you go like the Rosh, it's really it's all Bar Vishema, and it's just a question of what is assisting your Bar Vishema in a Hanami, then I understand what the Beis HaLevi is saying. You could substitute your Chazaka for your Bari. You don't like Bari Garua, I got a Bari Toiv. Very good, everything is fine. But the view is saying in Rashi, and the Ran, the Chayra, goes like Rashi, we understand why you can't just use a Bari Toiv. Okay, Rabbi Say. Let me get in right there.
I have a chazaka of Isha Eina Mizana, she's not being Mizana, but she can be Jewish.
So that Beis HaLevi has that, who has that kasha? Ayelus HaShachar brought a Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi has the kasha. Then we said maybe it's Lo Shchiach. Oinus is Lo Shchiach. And we said Jusis is also Lo Shchiach.
Wouldn't that depend on
the times? And Hak. What?
Wouldn't that depend on
the time? Okay, Rabbi Say. Lama Zen, the Heilige Gemara, Rabbi Say. The Mishnah and the Heilige Gemara. Daf, Yud, Gimel, Amid, Aleph, the Mishnah, Hiloy Meres, Mukas Eitzani, Vuomer Loiki, Ela, Drusus Ishat. We're bought by Loshen of Loiki. We spoke about this yesterday. According to Rabbi Hananel, it's a very big problem because we're assuming the Mishnah has to be Bar Vishema. Tuli and I came up with a cheshbon that maybe the Mishnah is even by Bari Ubari, because over here there's no Reisa in the Chazak according to the Ran. Okay, does that Vissen. But Kipshuta, this is a problem with the Rabbeinu Chananel. It's only when there is a Reisa. Over here there's.
Why Taki Lamali? It's two different Mishnayas.
Good. You're saying good. Okay, you have to see. You're saying good. Akopanim, it's a good horror. Akopanim. So it says, she's saying Mukaseitz, he's saying Jusas Ish. Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Lezer, I'm in Nehemenes. Rebbe Yeshua, I'm in Lomi, Pion, Ochayim, I'll raise the Becheskas, Jusas Ish. I should tell you, that seems like the same Machlokas, Rebbe Yeshua, over here, and Rebbe Gamliel says, Rashi, Jusas Ish, at Koidem She'erastich. He's saying Jusas Ish before I married you. The Shita Mekubetzes and Medayik and Rashi, that he could have said it was Jusas Ish after. Right? Instead, he's saying Jusish before. It sounds like there's a before and an after. However, there's many Rishonim that learn over here that the case is talking about Kiddush Bala Alter, which means there is no time between the Erisin and the Nisuin. So if something happened, it must have happened beforehand. Rashi, that says that that's part of his Taina, obviously learns not like that. So you have a Machloikis over here, Rishonim, whether the case is talking about Kiddush or Bala Alter or just a regular Kiddushin. What's a regular Kiddushin? How much time is there between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin? A Yor on a Mitzvah. Okay. And a Chanami, that whole thing's going to be gone. What Meir is saying very astutely is saying that the whole Beis Alevi, he's saying over here, that you have a Migu, you could have said that it happened Tachtecha. She can't say Tachtecha. There's no Tachtecha. So therefore, there's no, the whole Migu's out the window. Very good. Fine. Zok to Gemara, Taina Sayu Bimai. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bimasayim Umane. Rabbi Lazar Amar Bimane Veloi Klum. Taina Sayu Bimai means, what is she saying? What does he say? She's coming and she's saying, I was a Mukasetz. He's saying, you're a Drushasish. So, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bimasayim Bimane. Rabbi Yochanan says, she wants Masayim, he wants to give Mane. Rabbi Lazar Amar Bimane Veloi Klum. Rabbi Lazar says, she wants 100 and she wants 100 and he only wants to give nothing. Rabbi Yochanan says, how many Machloikasim do we have over here between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar? How many different things are they arguing about? Two. What are they arguing about? What she wants and what
he wants.
They're arguing what she wants. She wants either 200 or 100. They're arguing about what he wants. Either he wants to give 0 or 100. I have a question. I have a third. I'd like to give a third opinion in the Mishnah. Maybe she wants 200 and he wants to give anything. Why doesn't anyone say that? Why is that not an option? Why did they punct argue about two different things? Why don't we have another shita, a middle ground? Well, like two, she wants 200 and he doesn't want to give anything. Why can't that be? We have to see the Gemara.
Has to give 100.
What? No, this is my Darman doesn't give anything. Rabbi Yochanan says Masayim Manor. Rabbi Lazar Amar Manor V'Laklum. According to Rabbi Lazar, he's saying I don't want to give anything. So there definitely is an opinion that he doesn't have to give anything, and there definitely is an opinion that he has to give 200. So why does it be the machlok is this 200 and 0? Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain it to us. Rabbi Yochanan Amar b'Masayim Umana. Savor lo ki Rabbi Meir. De Amar ben Hikir bar ben lo Yikir bar Masayim. Rabbi Yochanan that says Masayim Umana holds like Rabbi Meir. That holds Ben Ikub and Likub and Masayim. Rabbi Loz, the Domek Mon, Rabbi Loklum, Savor lo ki Rabbanan. There's a machlokes Rabbanan or Rabbi Meir. Previous, you saw it on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. That machlokes is the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Loz. Does that sound good, Rabbi? Said machlokes machlokes Tanoim also be machlokes Amoraim. So what's the Gemara doing over here? Making it the same machlokes. So Rashi explains, no. It doesn't mean that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan's not going to hold like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan zets his ayin that the Mishnah holds like Rav Meir. Rabbi Yochanan himself doesn't hold that way. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Tanasayu b'mai, ma'i toivasai umahu roitzelitin." Roitzelitin is an interesting lashon. Masayim b'man. He omeres mukaseitz aniviyeshne masayim. Av bishloikaitu b'vu amar drusas ishad ve'en lachel amana. Chasov kanzelchetz kusulanizm ve'yeshuk sulamana. Mana v'laklum. He tovas mana v'hu amar en lachklum. Yeah, what does Rashi be machadish? Savala says Rashi. Now this is going in the words. Rav Meir savala k'Rav Meir. Savala says Rashi. Tana de masnisan is savala k'Rav Meir. Deilu Rabbi Yochanan leishavik Rabbanan vavik k'Rav Meir. Rabbi Yochanan himself is not going to go like Rav Meir. We're not saying Rabbi Yochanan is like Rav Meir. Rabbi Yochanan is just trying to give you interpretation in the Mishnah and saying the Mishnah is going like Rav Meir. Rabbi Lazar, Amar Manav Laklum, Savlak Rabbanan, Dami Ben Hikibah Lakibah Mana. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Lazar, Loy Amar Kirab Yochanan, I understand. To come Mukulak Rabbanan. If you had a choice to make the Mishnah like the Rabbanan or like the Rabbi Meir, who would you rather make the Mishnah like? Obviously, like Rabbanan. Why? So we paskin. El Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone, Amar Kirab Lazar. So why did Rabbi Yochanan say Rabbi Lazar's Pshat? Answers the Gemara, Kasavar Kansa, Becheskas Besula, Venimtsis Beula, Yeshlak Suva Mana. He halts. Kansa Becheskas Besula, Venimtsis Beula, Yeshlak Suva Mana, which means, even according to his Taina, how much he's going to have to pay? 100. So Hacha, Huka Amar Mana. He's saying, I want to give her 100. Vehika Amar Mana. She was also asking for 100. So what are they arguing about? Ma'ika Ben Taina Dida, the Taina Dida. Taina Dida, the Taina Dida. Elamai, he's forced. Rabbi Yochanan is forced to say Pshat in our Mishnah is that she's asking 200. Why? Because he holds that that the husband's claiming money. So if the husband's asking for 100, then we have no choice to say that the woman is asking for 200. But what happens if the husband is saying, I don't want to give anything?
You're not forced to say 200.
Is there any reason in the world to dream that the Mishnah is saying 200? No. So we ask the question on the G. I have a third opinion. Maybe she's saying 200, he's saying zero. No, but 200 is Rav Meir. Why should we make the Mishnah Rav Meir? We only make the Mishnah Rav Meir if we feel forced to make the Mishnah Rav Meir. Because if I hold that the man is saying 100, I have no choice but to say the woman is saying 200. But if the man is saying zero, so the much more popular opinion is to say that the woman is asking for 100. So this is pshat. So Rabbi Sai comes to Rishayim and asks Akasha. In fact, the Rishayim, I don't understand. Let's go for a moment according to Rabbi Yitzchak, to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, what's the machlokes? She's saying 200. He's saying 100. In other words, he is being a moideh b'miktas. She's saying, you owe me 200. And he's saying, I don't owe you 200. I only owe you 100. That's a moideh b'miktas. I don't know if that's a different time. I'm not so sure.
It's a different
time. I don't know if it's a different time. I'm not sure. I don't think. Pashtus is not a different time. The Rishonim asked this kasha. You have to work on that. Okay? Rishonim asked this kasha. What?
It's not a.
So that's the question. If he's a moideh b'miktas, he should be mechuyev. Shvua. And he can't make the shvua because he's any idea. It should be that simple. That's the question of the Rishonim. The Radvaz we brought from Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky brings from the Radvaz this question. The Ritva asks, it's the same thing. The Ritva, the Radvaz, same thing. So what does he say? So he says two answers. His first answer is, you don't say mitoich. He says the Ritva. Shani Hassam, over there it's different. He should have known. It's not my fault. How am I supposed to know? David doesn't have to pay. Not my fault.
What
does it make a difference? He's supposed to know or not? Is he mechuyev? Is he a moideh b'miktas? Yes. Is he a moideh b'miktas chay v'shvua? Yes. So what's the svar? What's the svar? So the Ritzah explains it a little bit better. It says we don't say mitoch she'enoch l'shav mishalem when he's in loy b'yilei l'meida. A new klal, new rule. You don't say mitoch when it's in b'yilei l'meida. And the Ritva says, some people argue on this, it's not so simple, but it could be yes, could be no. Yes, Rabbi Chayas. I don't see that's why I brought the Ritva. The Ritva doesn't say that. The Ritva says, no mitoich.
Every mitoich he's not supposed to know, that's why it's
shavu. No, I owe you $100. 50 I know, the other 50 I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Why don't you know? So it's Yibayi Lameda. I was coming at Fuki what you said, because the Ritva says, there's no mitoich.
You say
Muslim, don't have mitoich. Oh, so Shaias is because of that. Yeah, I was thinking. Okay, this is Rabbi Chayas. You have to figure the Dutch state and the Ritzvah. You have to figure it out. The Ritzvah is saying over here, there's no mitoich. So Rabbi Chayas, I just want to say one thing. We clear the chakira. How does Shvu D'Oraisa work? Rabbi Chayas, we clear the chakira. How does Shvu D'Oraisa work? Either Pshan Shvu D'Oraisa is be'etzem. We have a chashash on the moment right now. What's the shvuah going to do? It's going to restore your nemanis. For example, you have an ed echad going against you. What's the shvuah going to do? Machish the ed echad. So you need the shvuah to be neman. You don't have the shvuah, you lost. Shvuah is actually your benefit because you have a reason now that we have a drawer to my money. We have a chashash on the moment. We have a reason to say, buddy, I'm sorry. You're going to have to give him the money. You make a shvuah. Okay, don't give him. If he can't swear, so then we are left with, you got to give him the money. That was one pshat of mitoich. The other pshat Rabbi Chanan says in mitoich is no. Mitoich is really the chiv, is that we don't have a chashash in the moment. It's just, he has a schus to be tovei, a shvua. What happens if he can't swear? The din changes to now there's a chiyuv mamoin. It changed. Remember, we said an afkamin might be if a person is able to say, I don't want to swear, and then say, I changed my mind, I do want to swear. Or is it too late? Once you're ready, changed, we shifted to a different psak, it's too late. That was, we said, is perhaps telling this chakir. So everybody says as follows. If you say, be'etzem z'chashash on the mama. Right? So he says, I'm sorry, I can't swear. But you, what do you want from me? I didn't have to know. Listen, at Kama, there's a chiv shvua over here. Mitoich is automatic in the chiv shvua. So I'm not even going to have to pay. But if the pshat is, we're saying that the chiv is shvua. If you can't swear, we're going to shift gears and now make you pay. We're not going to make you pay. If you loy by the maid, so we say, there's a chiv shvua, but there's no din mitoich.
You have cases in mitoich where it's not even a din, but he doesn't know. That's the Bible, is not a case where he doesn't know.
In a chanami, there's some mitoich that where he does know, but there's some mitoich where he doesn't know. So we're saying, in a case of mitoich where he doesn't know, he's not chayiv shvua. And he doesn't know, he's not supposed to know. Al kopona, Rabbi said, this is the first answer to the Radvaz. Says the Radvaz, another answer, with this we're going to end, says the Radvaz. Says the Hilgar Advaz, he says, listen, when do we say there's such a thing as a Shvus might have been Miktas? That's only when he had an option, a choice, to be Kaifer HaKol. Then his Haidah is considered to be a might have been Miktas. But what happens if there was no other option? Right? He either married a Besula or he married a Meula. So it's either 200 or 100. He can't go lower than 100. Even if he wanted to, he can't go lower than 100. Memela, this is called Mamain She'eno Yachol Lichfar. There's no Moide. It's not called I'm being Moide. That's Pasha Pshat, at least. And it's not called I'm being Moide. I'm not Moide. I don't have a choice. No, this man the Amr holds that there is no such thing as Mechel. This man doesn't hold that. He comes to Mechel's Pesul Mimtis Beula Yeshel Ksuva Mana. This man the Amr. He doesn't hold Mechel. It's only Mimana. The Gemara is saying Masai Mimana. He's saying it was. That's what he's saying. He's saying to Mechel Tois. Mechel Tois is only from 100.
That therefore we should believe
Mana's
time of 100.
He's a Shema. He's a Shema. Look at the help of Shema. It's the same thing. Let him have a migu with the Shema. He's a Shema. So Rabbi Yisai, it's not so simple what the Radvaz says. Why is that? Because why can't he say something else? She was Mizana Tachtov. And if she's Mizana Tachtov,
zero.
Nothing.
She gets nothing. The answer is the Radvaz probably holds like the Rishonim that holds there's Kiddush Bola Alter. There's no Tachtov. But if you hold like Rashi, where Rashi holds Kiddush, that it's not talking about Kiddush Bola Alter. Over here, you're going to have it's Mamaj Yachal Lichbar. That has to do with the Rambam and other things. Go upon him.
I thought they do it on Beit Lehi, not a Bucky, but they meet Yachal the Baalia, and they kind of though.
Again, on Beit Lehi?
Yeah.
Right, because he's not a Bucky, right?
But your call will be okay.
The call will be okay, you're right. You're right. And a chanami, the kol will be yotze. He's 100% right because of Beis Vehei. So when if he comes into Beis Din, so then we're going to say he's not a bucky, but the meis the kol will be yotze.
We'll know whether
Adam come, we'll know if it's tachtov or not. In that case, in a chanami, but over here we don't have Adam at the moment. The Edom aren't here. You're right. If we find out afterwards that it was Tachtov, then you're right. But we're talking about when the Edom didn't. He doesn't know if it's Tachtov or not. He's a Shema. He doesn't know what happened. He doesn't know. He's just saying, I know something happened. So we want him to come to Beis Din, and afterwards maybe we'll find out through Edom. But we're talking about the Edom didn't come. This is an Okimta, a special case. You're right. If the Edom came, you're 100% right. So then the din's going to change.
Okay, but you're not going to say Tachtov and be Machtikov.
He's not saying Tachtov. He's saying Shema. He's saying Shema. He doesn't know. And a Shema he could say. He's saying maybe he's not a Bari. Could be that also. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to have to continue Beis Hashem B'li Neder on Sunday with the next Mishnah. We're going to do Akdama on Sunday. I'd like to just leave you with a vort in this week's parasha. This week's parasha, Klal Yisrael finds themselves between a rock and a hard place. They got their back to Yam Suf, or their back to the Mitzrim, and they're facing the Yam Suf, and they got nowhere to go. Klal Yisrael is feeling trapped. And Moshe Rabbeinu starts davening. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yiso, which is, let's get moving. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Loi eis laharich b'tvila, it's not a time to be marach in tvila. And Shtotzuch l'kasha, what does it mean, Loi eis laharich b'tvila? I don't have anything. It's got nothing to do, you know. It's like I got the mitzvah on one side, I got Yansu the other. It's like I got nowhere to go. What else should we do exactly? The only, if I could think of a good time to daven, this is a time to daven. There isn't even any shtal, nowhere to go. So I heard a pshat once. I could thank Nish if it's from the Chofetz Chaim or not. That the lashon of Rashi is lois laharich betzvila. Lois laharich betzvila. It's not time to be marach. Why is it not time to be marach? He didn't say you shouldn't time to daven. Don't be marach in tefillah. Zogt der Chofetz Chaim Yisoid. Also ich dachte, der HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers tefillas when they're done. When you finish your davening, that's when Hashem answers your tefillas. Mitten the davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't makabel tefillas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makabel tefillas when they're finished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, I need you to stop davening because I want to be makabel the tefila. It's loy es laharich b'tefila. Because I want, it's time to go. The mitzvah are coming, it's time to go. Stop davening, I can answer the tefila. Zok the Heilige Chofetz Chaim HaMashal. Those that have been here for a while, maybe heard the mashal before. Zok the Chofetz Chaim HaMashal is a person who, two friends, they were good buddies, they grew up together. And they moved on in their lives. One of them became a very, very successful, very powerful person, very involved in community affairs, very wealthy. And his friend was a lo yitzlach. His friend didn't do well. He struggled with money, and there was also medical issues. One day, it just got too much. And he called his friend on the phone, and he had to get to the first secretary, and then to get his private secretary, until finally he got a hold of his friend. And, you know, he gets on the phone, and he says, Shlomi, you remember me? He says, of course, what do you mean? We're good buddies. You know, for sure. He said, what can I help you with? He says, I'm such a terrible state. So they got a lot of medical expenses at home. I don't have a job. I don't have any money. I can't do it anymore. I can't move on. I can't go on. He says to him, listen, Itzi, we're good buddies for a long time. I'm happy to take care of you. I'll get you doctors. I'll get you in interviews. I'll give you money. Everything. It's just right now I'm busy. Call me back at 3 o'clock. I'll take care of everything. Okay, 3 o'clock comes. Goes, a phone call. Next day, Shlomi's sitting in his office, gets a phone call, his friend's on the phone, it's Yitzi, my good friend, I really need you, it's like my situation is desperate, I got a deadline, I got to pay money, I have doctor bills, I don't have a job, I'm in such a terrible situation. He says, no problem, I'll help you out, it's just you're calling at the wrong time. Call me at 3 o'clock, I'll take care of everything for you, just call me at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock comes and goes, yes. The next day, his friend's on the phone and he's pushing, crying. He's like, I can't go on. Shlomi says, I can't help you. Says, can't help me? I thought we're good friends. He says, we are good friends, but I told you, call me when I could, at 3 o'clock. You never call me at 3 o'clock. I can't help you. I'm sorry. Says the Chofetz Chaim, we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, give me Hatzlacha, give me Parnasa, give me Chayin and Das, let me understand, let me be healthy. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no problem, come to me after Aleinu, I'll give you everything you want. After Aleinu, he's not there. The next day comes the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need this, I need that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm happy to give you whatever you want. Just come to me after Aleinu, when the davening is over. And where is he? He's not there. We say in davening, Tiskabel Tzloysan Uva'usan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu be makabel the tefillas. The davening is over. The tefillas are all ready to go up. But if they're not there, the tefillas aren't going up.
I would say, I spoke to Rabbi Wiener about it. It's one thing you have to know is it's also a pialacha to leave davening before Tiskabel Tzloysan. It's also a pialacha, but I want to tell you something else. You don't want to. Forget about that. You just don't want to. Why would you want to do that? Putting time into davening, you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something, and it could be you're going to get it. He's waiting to give it to you. We're good friends. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. But if we're not there, it's just not going to happen. Have a good Shabbos.